London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Caribbean attorneys general predict an end to hangings after the latest Privy Council ruling. The Free Movement Initiative in the Eastern Caribbean takes an historic parliamentary step, and a man has gone on trial in the United States charged with breaking the trade embargo against Cuba. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. St. Lucia's Attorney General says a Privy Council ruling against mandatory execution of convicted killers could be the end of capital punishment in the Eastern Caribbean, and his Trinidad and Tobago counterpart is not ruling out a similar result in her own country. The Privy Council yesterday upheld an OECS court ruling that the mandatory death penalty is in violation of the constitutions of six OECS countries and Belize. Tony Fraser has been getting reaction to the judgment at a conference of justice ministers being held in Port of Spain.
The question I put to the St. Lucian Attorney General is whether capital punishment in the Eastern Caribbean can survive the most recent judgment, plus the Pratt & Morgan judgment requiring that if executions are to be done, they must be carried out within a narrow time frame of 3 to 5 years. Attorney General Petros Compton says capital punishment will survive in theory once the judges are not ideologically set against it.
I think the issue of the death penalty has moved a long time ago from being a purely legal issue to an ideological one. And it is clear that the whole influence of